The next patient is Wanda Murphy. The last name is M-U-R-P-H-Y. Number one. Seventy-nine-year-old, white female. That is a patient of Mr. Gill, G-I-L-L-P-A-C, following the clinic because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. Because of the presence of proteinuria that was close to 1 gram per gram of creatinine, we put a patient on Kerendia. The patient comes today for follow-up. Her serum creatinine today is 1.1. The BUN is 38, and the patient has an estimated EFR of 48 mLs per minute. Sodium, potassium, chloride, and CO2 are with the normal limits. I have to point out that the patient has elevation of the AST and ALT that has to be evaluated for fatty liver. The other possibility is whether or not the patient is taking the atorvastatin could be a reason for the elevation of this liver function test. In that regard, we have to discuss the following number, which is hyperlipidemia. This patient has shown an increase in the cholesterol to 231 with HDL of 47 and LDL of 150. Whether or not Mr. Gill discontinued the use of the atorvastatin could be a possibility. In any event, I am going to ask the family to reconcile the medications with the bottles and let me know whether or not the patient is taking the atorvastatin. Following number, atherosclerotic heart disease that is asymptomatic. Following number, vitamin D deficiency that is well supplemented. The level is above 60. Following number, vitamin B12 deficiency that is supplemented as well. The patient has a history of hyperuricemia. Following number, a remote history of stroke. And following number is gastroesophageal reflux disease. We're going to reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup.